You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Tuesday, October 1st. I'm Nick Jasinski, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is 16%. That's how much one exchange-traded fund has dropped since July. The ETF invests in initial public offerings, and its fall demonstrates the sharp reversal of the IPO market in 2019. New issues had a blistering first half of the year. Lately, however, investors have grown skeptical of fast-growing, money-losing startups without clear paths to profitability, and many have sold their highly valued stocks. That's put a dent in other startups' plans. WeWork officially shelved its IPO on Monday, and talent agency Endeavor Group postponed its offering last week as well. The next number up is 1%. That's how much the rate of U.S. car sales has fallen this year. Sales have been relatively flat for about 3 years. September data is out today, and analysts expect another steady month of car sales. The lack of growth has kept investors away from car makers' stocks in recent years. General Motors and Ford trade for some of the cheapest earnings multiples of big companies on the market. But without a return to auto sales growth, investors aren't likely to pay much attention. Our last number is 80%. That's the market share of the top four U.S. airlines today. The industry has seen significant consolidation since the financial crisis. With just a few companies controlling most of the market, U.S. carriers have benefited. Management teams are growing their fleets slower than demand, lifting profit margins. And potential issues like a spiking oil price or labor strife affect all airlines equally, limiting the impact on any one carrier. But concerns about what happens in a recession remain. That's kept a lid on airline industry stocks. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Tuesday, October 1st. I'm Nick Jasinski, and I'll be back with more numbers you need to know tomorrow. Have a great day.